A storm alert from the newsroom of the Northwest Florida Daily News and its sister papers. I'm Nick Tomachek. A tropical disturbance headed to the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened and is now Tropical Storm Gordon. Gordon formed over the Florida Keys early Monday morning and continued its steady march toward the north central Gulf Coast. Gordon was located about 20 miles west of Key Largo, with highest winds of 45 miles per hour. Pressure was at 1,009 millibars, and movement is expected at west-northwest at 17 miles an hour. Tropical storm warnings were raised for portions of South Florida, and a warning was also in effect from the Alabama-Florida border west to Morgan City, Louisiana. A storm surge watch was out for the Mississippi-Alabama border westward to the mouth of the Mississippi River. Gordon is expected to continue on its current track, or maybe a little more northwestward, while continuing to strengthen. According to the National Hurricane Center chart, the Emerald Coast should be feeling peak effects from Gordon at around 8 a.m. Tuesday. The area from Destin to the Alabama-Mississippi border should experience tides of 1 to 2 feet above normal. Farther west, tides will be 2 to 4 feet above normal. The storm is expected to produce rainfall totals of 4 to 6 inches in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Here in northwest Florida, we can expect rainfall totals in the 1 to 2 inch range. Winds in the area are expected to fall between 10 to 20 miles per hour. That could change if Gordon's path brings it closer to northwest Florida. The Mobile Office of the National Weather Service, in a statement issued shortly after 5 a.m., said Gordon will likely produce flash flooding and possible coastal surge as the storm passes. A rip current statement warned of deadly undertow along beaches through Wednesday night.